I'm just going to give you a few highlights what's been going on this year. The first thing I want to talk about, which I feel really excited about, is our midweek group, our Monday group, Deeper. Deeper was one of the first things I started when I got here. It's really a discipleship group for children. And I relaunched that 2 years ago for years 3 to 5, school years 3 to 5, with the idea that it would be a nice, small, maybe 10 kids coming along group that we could really invest in. But then it kind of exploded, and I didn't really know what to do because my vision for it was not to be this big entertainment thing. But what was amazing was it was our church children that were bringing friends. So we have on the register, we have about just under 40 children who are connected to Deeper. We have about 25 who come on a regular basis. And once I got my head round the numbers, it's turned into something really exciting. So we have a lot of games and fun. And then we have times of teaching. We're looking at Joshua at the moment. And time for reflection and prayer and ministry, which has been really exciting. I was really grateful when we had our that gift day that we also asked for help. And one of the areas where I had more team come along was Deeper. And so very grateful for the guys who have served faithfully at Deeper. It's been really exciting and special. Sundays have also seen a lot of change, just because of the increase in numbers. Last year I would have said that we were in the process of splitting Bright, our children's celebration, and we have done. We now have 3 groups, children's groups, that meet on a Sunday: Shine, Glow, and Bright. And it's been exciting to see development in each one of those. Shine, our 0 to 2s, we've really looked to not just have it as a time where your child is babysit, but there's Bible stories and prayer and a bit of worship. And we've been following a new wine curriculum for that. So that's been really exciting to develop that. Glow, again, we've been using New Wine resources and Urban Saints resources, and we've got a great new team that I barely have any involvement in, and that's running brilliantly well for our 3s to 6-year-olds. And Bright itself, again, has been exciting, and we've had to, we've moved up to the Bethel Hall, and we've changed how we do that. So it used to be a very upfront type of program where we would have games and worship and teaching up front. But we found actually there's real value in the small group, in the one-on-one conversations. So now we, in that group in Bright, we tend to split children into groups and do teaching and games and worship in smaller groups. So it feels more meaningful. And again, we have an incredible team of people who serve us on a Sunday morning, week in, week out. So a huge thank you for everyone who's involved in Shine, Glow, and Bright. It is an incredible thing that you guys are doing. So thank you very much. We continue to have a great relationship with the school. I go up there on Tuesdays and do assemblies, and I run an intervention group just for children who need a bit of TLC on Tuesday mornings. I run that with Mikey and Antonia, and again, really grateful for their help on that. The school recently had a SIAMS report, and praised the relationship that we have with the school. So that was really encouraging. Finally, a few things that I'm really excited about and things that I would like to see continued and developed is communion and and what we've been doing on Fifth Sundays. Communion, we've been trying to include the children with grapes and getting them to come forward so they're not excluded in any way from the Lord's table. I think it's really important to have the message of inclusion for every person that comes to church, and we've been really I've been really excited to see that in our communion, but also in our Fifth Sundays. It's not just about having bacon butties, although I love having bacon butties. There is something a bit deeper that we're trying to do there, and that is actually having church together, sitting around tables, and for the older generations to interact with the younger generations, because that's really where the learning happens. It's when they see you guys worshipping God, when they can ask you questions about your faith, and you can ask them about their faith, and you can see them worshipping, that you can learn too. And so the vision for that, us being together, it might be a slightly annoying, and I'm sorry if it mucks your Sunday morning up slightly, but I think actually there's something deeply valuable about us being together as a family, and I think actually it enriches all of our faith when we do that. So I'm really excited about that, and I'm looking forward to seeing that develop. Finally, it's incredible to have the most amazing youth work to pass our children onto. And I think we've learnt to transition really well. So we send our kids up at year 6 instead of year 7, which I think has worked incredibly well. And there is an incredibly amazing lady looking after that.
Did she pay you for that comment? No. Before Claire comes and talks about youth ministry, are there any questions for John about children's ministry?
Can we get the microphone to you? First of all, thank you so much. Our children are really benefiting from your lead and really excited about Jesus. Both of mine are talking about baptism, and I just wondered, is there any opportunity? Are you going to do a big baptism? You know, are there any plans to for an invitation for our children to be baptized if they so wish?
A mass baptism, that sounds fun.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, why not?
Pool party.
Yes, yeah.
Just use super soakers.
That'd be maybe a great conversation for us to have. But if anybody else, if their children are thinking, I mean, I wouldn't want to force baptism on anyone. But if
there
that...
There is historic precedent for forced baptism, but probably not to be recommended.
If children are up for that, then yeah, come and speak to me and we can make that happen. Yeah.
Excellent. And John, can I just express my gratitude? I do really appreciate it. We are going to hear...